I'm Anthony Hardy Williams. I represent the 8th Senatorial District, which is parts of Philadelphia and Delaware County. I also happen to be the minority chairman of the State Government Committee. So this is a very timely conversation and in a very significant event today, as that committee has decided for the first time in a long time to actually engage in true voter reform. And so I'm excited about the prospect of some of these ideas being a part of that package and, frankly, a part of the hearing process which we have in front of mine. My submission today targets specifically Philadelphia County. As it relates to, one, I'm a citizen of Philadelphia County and have been a part of that process as a ward leader for a number of years. We see that across this country, money, partisan position, and sometimes ballot position affects outcomes of elections and, frankly, drives away voters from participation. It's shocking that we have numbers of almost 70% of voters in a registered, that means someone has voluntarily taken the time to register themselves as a Democrat or Republican and chosen not to vote. So today I will be introducing legislation to modernize Philadelphia's municipal elections, joining the majority of cities in the United States to conduct nonpartisan elections for city council and mayor. 85% of U.S. cities use a nonpartisan system for their municipal elections, including large cities like Chicago, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Houston, and Minneapolis. According to the Committee of 70, 22% of voters in Philadelphia are effectively disenfranchised from selecting the mayor, council members, judges, simply because they have chosen to register as a Republican or independent. And the fastest rising population of registered voters are independents. In addition to nonpartisan elections, I'm proposing that the city shift to a ranked choice voting system, also known as an instant runoff, to give voters a greater say in who they want representing their interests in the city. Of the many issues and issues that I've seen, they cut through money, positioning, these ideas seem to me most current and on the minds of new voters. Ranked choice voting allows the voters to select their preference not just for one candidate, but for several candidates in order that they would like to see each candidate win office. This will greatly enhance competitiveness and force politicians to appeal to the broader base of voters to gain support, even if that candidate is not the voter's first choice. The instant runoff nature of this proposal will eliminate the need for the city to hold a general municipal election in November, reducing the cost to the city commissioner's office and allowing candidates to focus on just one race. Further, shifting ballots from judiciary candidates in Philadelphia. In Philadelphia, ballot position is chosen at random by a beloved but highly flawed system of drawing balls from a coffee can. In the case of races for judicial races, particularly for the Court of Common Pleas, ballot position often determines a candidate's success in a crowded field. There are very little judicial candidates that can do to distinguish themselves from others, and voters are usually unfamiliar with the most of the names on the ballot for judicial positions. Voters who want to vote for as many candidates as the ballot permits, who don't know how to differentiate who's qualified, sometimes use ballot order as a proxy for those qualifications. Of the many issues that we can talk about for black and brown folks who low and fall and modest income communities, for those of us who will run to a mic and talk about judicial reform, this is a very, very significant proposal. The powerful, those with money, can overcome ballot position. But those who are best qualified, those who may live in communities that represent those folks, those of us who know that a good lawyer makes a good judge, understand the ballot consequence in Philadelphia. That would mean that those positions are moved around throughout wards across Philadelphia. There have been instances over the last decade where this ballot position scheme has led to candidates who were not qualified, or certainly not the best qualified, securing seats on the bench. These judges now control the fate of those who appear before them, owing that seat simply to a number on a ball pushed from a coffee can. Thank you very much.